Ready? Gaundy and Maz. The Hit Breakfast
Show. We've done a deep dive on Sharknado 5.
Now here's why.
131060 if you've watched it, by the way. It doesn't seem to appeal with that many people, but maybe it should.
Look, guys, the reason this all came up is because Olivia Newton-John and her gorgeous daughter, Chloe Latanzi, are on our show today, and they are talking about this duet that they've done, which is Chloe's song that Olivia Newton-John sings with her on, called Window in the Wall.
Has this world forgotten how to love?
It's a beautiful song.
This is the first I've heard of it. Blinded by the hate we let inside. A daughter can sing. She's inherited Olivia's heart.
She's amazing. She's got a record contract. It's what she does. She's a singer-songwriter.
So
okay,
we have 10 minutes with them, and how long do we spend talking about this song versus their time on Sharknado 5?
We've covered off the song thing by doing it now because
they're gonna love that.
I was reading in Chloe's biography that one of her film credits is Sharknado 5, Global Swarming. And I was like, Sharknado, that was a thing. I start looking at the trailer and I realize actually Olivia Newton-John and Chloe Latanzi together star in Sharknado 5. Did everyone miss this?
No. And I don't know why. I mean, Olivia's one of our all-time greats. Why is she subjecting herself to Sharknado 5?
She has been cast as a scientist hoping to defend Australia's shores from a shark attack.
I'm still processing this, that Olivia Newton-John's in the movie.
Can we hear a bit of the trailer for Sharknado 5? And then there's a couple of cameos I've got to run past you too.
All right, take a listen.
2017, a world divided with only one thing that can unite us all. No, not that.
Sharks.
Why is it always going to be sharks?
They're bigger, stronger, stranger.
Throw another shark on the barbie, eh?
Now, is that Olivia or the daughter?
Was that Chloe?
That's Chloe,
Chloe Latanzi. So they both play. So Olivia's cast as this scientist, and I think Chloe, her daughter, is cast as like her offsider trying to protect Australia's shores. Here's the thing. So,
Oh my God. So
a couple of cameos. So Tony Hawk.
There's a cameo. Oh, brilliant.
In Sharknado 5, as does Fabio. Remember Fabio?
The most beautiful man in the world.
I can't believe it's not Butter. Seagull ran into his face on a roller coaster. That guy. But get this, guys. Karl Stefanovic and Lisa Wilkinson cameo in Sharknado 5 as themselves because this movie is a global movie, and so they do a bit in Australia. I guess that's why Olivia Newton-John and Chloe Latanzi are in it, but they are in the movie as themselves. I did not know this.
Now, look, I'm doing the Star Wars appreciation program, right?
You are.
We're talking about that a little bit later. I'm watching them all. Could you dedicate yourself to all the Sharknados, Maz?
Absolutely, fundamentally, no.
Didn't think so. Respect to the singles who have put themselves up for this.
Absolutely. Yeah. And guys, there's still time to register at hit.com.au. We have a couple of singles and we want you guys to just meet each other on the show, have a bit of a chat. And if the sparks are flying, then go on a dinner date on us.
Well, with Valentine's Day on Sunday, there's now only really an opportunity for single blokes to get on board because we've got Leisha tomorrow.
Leisha's on
Bunnings
to Moz.
Viral sensation.
Sensation. Is that what we're calling Leisha?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a bit of a sensation.
Looking for a partner?
Oh, yeah.
So single blokes, get involved. Hit New South Wales breakfast. See what Leisha looks like.
Let's meet our Dine or Dashers this morning. We have Mitch. Hi, Mitch. Mitch.
Mitch.
Has hung up.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Mitch has hung up on us? Is he dashing already?
Did he think that he was potentially dining with Leisha, and then we said, it's not.
And he's there. No, here he is. Gone. Mitch.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Mitch.
Hey, mate. How are you?
Good, man.
So good.
How are you?
Are you all
good,
mate?
Thanks. Yeah, we just dropped out. All good.
Oh, good. Phew, I thought you'd hung up because you're freaking out and wetting your pants or something.
Nah, I'm good.
Good. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, well, I'm 32, live on the coast, love cricket, footy.
All the sports?
All sports. Outgoing, funny. Yeah, that's all, yeah.
Love what that. Do you do for a job, buddy?
Oh, there you go. I'm a greenkeeper.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Nice, man. Would you call yourself like a man's man? Like, you know, you sort of, you know, you love your sports.
Robust.
And yeah, you know, because I'm not a very good man. I'm not very good at with my hands, but are you? I get the feeling you might be.
No.
A little bit, but not, yeah, about half-half.
Half-half.
That's a great balance.
Good balance.
Of characteristics.
Yeah, it's better than zero, like myself.
Mitch, what's your best feature?
I reckon my eyes.
That's interesting. He's got the...
That's interesting because Nicola, who you're about to meet, said the same thing about herself.
The windows to the soul. Let's meet Nicola. Hey, babe.
Hello.
Hi. Hey. So you've also said that your best feature are your windows to your soul.
Oh, so my eyes?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh. I believe they are.
Well, you've got sunnies on in your pic, so it's hard to tell.
You also, Nicola is also has a puppy dog on her lap. Is that your dog, Nicola?
That is actually not my dog. That's my best friend's dog.
Oh, that's a bit cute, though. What's your dog's, your best mate's dog's name?
Her name is Indiana.
Indiana. Great.
Little Chihuahua.
Surname Jones. Hilarious.
Very cute. All right. Well, let's get these two to chat to each other.
Oh, yeah.
We've spoken to them individually. We know a little bit about Mitch, but not so much about Nicola. So, Mitch, maybe you've got some questions for Nicola if you guys would like to sort of just take it away.
Hang here and listen.
Yeah, no worries. Hi, Nicola. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks. What do you do for a job?
Well, I just moved to the Central Coast, so I'm actually looking for one at the moment.
Oh, a new girl on the coast.
Yes, a new girl on the coast.
Where did you move from?
From Melbourne.
Oh, Melbourne, eh? Corona capital of Australia.
Yeah.
No, sorry. No, joke, sorry. What do you like to do in your spare time?
What do I like doing? Well, I really love the beach. I like going to the beach. I don't know, I like going to the pub.
Oh, the pub sounds good too.
Yeah, love having a drink. I don't know, love watching movies. How about you?
Oh, sounds exactly what I like. Exactly what I like to do.
I think the matchmakers have struck again, I feel, Maz. I think we have. Do you have any other questions, Nicola, before we wrap up the speed date?
None off the top of my head.
Great. Okay, that's good.
All right. Well, we won't ask you. Yeah, we won't ask you how you're feeling right now because we're about to go to the break and find out individually whether you both choose to dine or dash here this morning.
All right, guys.
So have a little think about it. We're about to go to a break. When we come back, we'll find out if we're dining or dashing here this morning. But again,
big reveal.
How are you feeling, Maz?
Feeling it.
I'm feeling it.
Something.
Yes.
Not sure, actually.
Not sure what it is.
Feeling a thing.
But it is there. Dining or dashing, we find out next.
Gaundi and Maz.
Dine or dash!
Alrighty, guys. Mitch and Nicola just met for the very first time moments ago on the show. They had a little bit of a chat. It was a speed date. Then during the break, we spoke to them individually about whether they want to continue the conversation in a dinner dining situation or dash.
So we've chatted to them separately in the break and we're about to find out here who dines, who dashes. Maybe they're both dining, maybe they're both dashing. That is the thing.
Let's find out.
Who should we start with? We'll go with Mitch. Okay, here's Mitch in the break. Mitch.
Hey, Mitch.
Yep. How are you?
Good. Man. How did that go for you, buddy?
Yeah, it sounded all right to me. Sounded good, yeah.
Sounded good, yeah.
Yeah, well, it sounded pretty good, actually.
Yeah,
sounds
cool.
All right.
And you got a pretty good vibe?
Yeah.
Okay.
You were pretty excited that she was new to town.
Oh, yeah. Anyone's new to town, to this beautiful Central Coast, anything better than Melbourne.
Because you feel like you've met a lot of the sort of single girls around the place?
Oh, on and off, yeah.
Okay.
Everywhere, yeah.
Well, okay. I guess the big question, Maz, is...
Are you going to dine or dash, Mitch?
I'll dine.
Okay, he's decided to dine. All right. Good to know, man. Good to know. Good luck.
Thanks.
There it is.
Okay.
That was in the break.
It's all up to Nicola now. Okay. Is she going to dine or is she going to dash? Hey, Nicola.
Hello.
How did that go for you meeting Mitch on the show?
Oh, I was a bit nervous.
As you would be.
It is very nerve-wracking, babe. Yeah. You're really putting yourself out there. How do you feel?
Oh, not too bad.
Okay.
I feel like it was a very, very speedy date, wasn't it?
It was. Do you think that you might want to continue the conversation over a lovely meal together?
I'm not going to lie. I don't think so.
Ooh. You're going to dash.
I'm going to dash.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you know what?
Mitch.
Mitch, are you there, buddy?
Yeah, me.
Sorry, mate. Nicola's dashing, which means
on a dash,
no
nervous.
Dinner date. Can I be really honest?
What?
Like, on paper, this was a great idea.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, and the person who dashes gets a cheap bottle of wine and a frozen dinner.
I did say the diner should get the meal, and everyone was like, no, the dasher gets the thing.
And
I was
now
like,
that
what?
It's happened on air in real life to a human being, Mitch, I feel terrible.
Oh, no.
But, hey,
nah, it's all good.
You're a great guy. Look, now you've been on air, there are plenty of people that listen to this show
yes.
that might be interested in going on a date with you. I'm unsure how they contact you.
If I was single, I would, man, for sure. But my wife just wouldn't allow it on Valentine's Day.
I don't know if you are Mitch's type,
no,
Gaundy.
But I'm
still,
just saying, you're just
that's
a great
nice.
Catch.
And it also means that you don't have any plans this weekend. So you've got, there's still time to make plans, Mitch. Look at all the positives.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, good on you, buddy.
Mitch, the other thing is we have a single lady on the show tomorrow. If you go to our social, she's a catch as well. So there might be something there. We'll see. But Nicola.
Hey, Nick.
The way the cookie crumbles is you get the cheap bottle of wine and the cheap meal.
And the frozen dinner. So you just stay at home and enjoy that.
Well, thank you, Mitch. I wish I could send it to you.
Aww.
Nah, look,
all
maybe
good.
The stars will align and we will meet in person one day.
Well, I like
ooh,
that.
Imagine that little ooh, twist in
that
fate.
That would be wild.
Wouldn't that be interesting? Meeting out on the town and going, oh, you're
oh
the
my
one
gosh,
that.
Gosh, we chatted on the radio and you crushed my heart.
Yeah, that's right. 3, 2, 1.
Okay. Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
Some very talented kids.
It's one of the biggest head scratches of 2021. Did Northwest really paint the oil painting that Kim Kardashian, her mother, claims she painted?
You're saying yes.
I'm saying, I mean, the more
you
I
want
look,
to believe it.
The more I look at the oil painting, the more I'm like, man, that is a really amazing oil painting. But apparently she's been having these like private art lessons with this incredible art teacher who has now said like, yes, I'm teaching Northwest how to paint. And she spent weeks on this oil painting and it's a whole process and I want to believe that she did it. Maybe she did.
She maybe did it with the help of the teacher, but what they're saying is that she did it all
she
by
did it.
Herself.
It's her own work.
Mate, she's a... Well, prove it again. Get on socials.
We'll never know.
And paint and show the world.
Do you know what she needs to do now? Kim Kardashian has to do a time lapse of
yes.
Northwest at the art class
that's
to
it.
Prove that it's her own work.
That's what we want.
And I'm sure they have the resources to do that.
She did have a scathing comment on social saying, how dare we even... consider that North didn't do it.
Understand as a mother how Kim Kardashian feels when people are saying that her kid isn't talented.
Let's go to some talented kids this morning. Don has called the show. Morning, Don.
Hey, how are you going?
Hey, have you got a talented granddaughter, is it?
Yes, I have.
How old is this granddaughter of yours?
She's 8 years old.
Okay.
Yes.
And what does she do?
She painted a peacock... picture of a peacock in oils.
In oils?
Yeah, under instructions
right.
by an art teacher who was actually her grandmother.
Oh, wow.
And is it amazing? It looks
does
very...
it look amazing? Did people not believe that she did it? It was so good?
It's kind of so good I put it on the wall next to some other artworks that I have.
Wow.
And made a frame up exactly the same look.
Bless.
And it's sitting there pride in place.
I love that.
All
so
grandparents,
oil painting's a thing that kids do.
Yeah, but all grandparents are proud, right, Don?
Of course they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
is it the world's best?
Like, you know deep down, when your kid brings home a piece of art that is a turd, you know internally that it's a dud. You don't say that to the child. You still put it on the refrigerator and you're like, sweetheart, that is amazing. But you, every parent knows deep down when their kid isn't talented at art.
That's not happening in Don's world. Don's granddaughter.
Not at all.
No, for sure.
I'd love to see a pic if you could send it through to us, Don. I've got to see the peacock, please. Let's go to Loose Liz. Of course, Loose Liz has something.
Loose Liz.
What have you got, mate?
Hey, Liz.
I've even got the actual child here for you.
The child.
Amazing.
The child is awake. Here is Oliver.
Oliver. Hey, Ollie.
Hi.
Are you really talented at doing things?
Yeah, I love drawing. I've been drawing since I was 5.
How old are you now, Oliver?
I'm 9.
Yeah, wow. That's half your life nearly.
And how does yours compare to North's painting? Have you seen that painting?
Yeah.
Is yours pretty good?
Yeah.
Would you say better than North's?
A little bit.
A little bit better. Okay. Wow. For that age.
I believe it.
That's crazy. I think we've got Liz has tagged us in the pictures that have been drawn.
I've got to say, I've seen a couple of them. Yeah. They are pretty good. It's more pencil drawing and shading. It's not oil painting, but still.
I wanted to have a chat to Kelly because her niece is really good at Play-Doh, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But Kelly's just dropped out this morning.
Got a little sculptor on our hands.
Yeah.
Oh, she's dropped out. Oh, bum.
Apparently Kelly's kids make things like Ayers Rock out of Play-Doh.
Isn't that just what Play-Doh looks like when it's in
there? I haven't played with Play-Doh in a very long time. So I'm not 100. Here we go. Kelly's back.
Oh, Kelly.
Come on, Kel.
Hey, babe.
Hello.
You got a talented niece.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. How good at Play-Doh are we talking?
Extremely good.
Like what sort of stuff does she make out of Play-Doh?
Well, mainly like food items and things like that. So she does McDonald's chips and the hamburgers and everything, but it has the lettuce, tomato, the cheese, everything on it.
Wow. Does it look realistic?
It looks so real. But the funniest thing is, when she has her friends sleep over, they always want to do Play-Doh and stuff.
Yeah.
And they have to have a competition. But we're all like, oh, no, we don't like to be judges. Everyone's even, because hers is always so good that, you know.
Oh, you don't want her friends to feel bad that they're terrible.
Yeah, yeah. But she doesn't just do Play-Doh. She does everything. So she does clay, sculpturing. She just made a massive Ayers Rock for a school project, and I swear to God, the school don't believe she did it.
What did she make the Ayers Rock out of?
Out of paper mache and stuff.
Wow.
And it's on a big board. Like, I'll send you a photo, and it's massive, and it's nearly identical.
Well, solve the riddle for us then. Do you think North, Kim Kardashian's daughter, could have painted the picture that's out there?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. I'm a believer too, Kelly.
My niece is half Balinese, so I feel that a lot of her talent is in her.
Yeah, right.
The Balinese people are very talented.
There you
go. She has it, like cooking. This kid can do anything.
I love it.
And it's perfect. Like, she will cook a meal for us at home because I live with them, and it's like a restaurant meal. It's that perfect.
Kelly, it hurts me to hear 7-year-olds doing better than me in this life because by the sound of it.
Oh, man. She's going to end up, she'll be the CEO of some incredible company that will change the world. Watch this space.
Thanks for the calls this morning, guys.
Thanks,
500
guys.
Bucks at Boohoo Active, the wardrobe we're going to announce on the show tomorrow for our caller of the week. So all in the running for that. We've been stood up by Olivia Newton-John, but that's not all bad because it means...
Oh, it means we can call Pete.
We can call Pete, my Hira hubby, who you might remember from this.
Not a man, not a man, not a man, not a very good man.
Yeah, he's not a very good man.
People were hanging out to hear our chat with Olivia Newton-John, but I would argue that Pete is going to be as interesting and entertaining.
You'll be better than Olivia Newton-John, I'm sure, right?
I think that's a bit of a long bow to draw, guys, quietly.
No but pressure, Pete. No pressure.
Pete, you're excellent. Now, thank you for taking our call so early in the morning, my friend.
Let me set
my
this
pleasure,
up because
guys.
An email went around the office and said, does anyone know a maintenance guy who's very good? And I shot straight back.
You said Pete.
To Serena. I said, Pete's your man. He's my Hira hubby. He's an absolute legend. He'd be an awesome part of the team.
Gaundy's and you husband are, is now on the team here. At the radio station.
And they're loading you up with stuff, right, Pete?
Yeah, I've had a couple of jobs to do there.
Yeah, the place is a disaster. It's falling apart. So we need someone like Pete to look after us.
It is great to see you around the office, and I'm sure it's going to be a regular occurrence, which is awesome. But I've got something to raise with you, Pete. And certainly, I don't know if I'm being a bit of a radio diva or whatever it
you
is,
are.
But
you are 100% being a radio diva. However,
what's
Gaundi,
the male version of that?
I don't
there's
know.
There's diva and then there's...
It's probably a word we cannot say.
Flat out a-hole.
Starts with a D as well. But I actually agree with you, Gaundi. Very rare that we agree on things, but I'm backing you in on this one, dude.
Pete, I've got a confession to you, man. I got into work this morning because you were in the office yesterday doing some of your finest work, which we appreciate, but...
Yep.
The lights above my desk are too bright.
They're intolerable, Pete.
And you changed the bulbs yesterday, yes?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Well, you only had one working, so I just replaced the one that was faulty.
It's right. Too bright.
Mate,
dude,
I was glowing
oh
this
my
morning.
God. I've got a headache. I legitimately, Pete, I have a headache from the lights above Gaundi's desk, which is next to my desk. And when Gaundi came in and sat at his desk, I was like, oh, mate, you're glowing.
Is
and then we realised, no. It's just how bright the fluorescents are in the office now.
Is it too much to ask you, Pete, to come back and change it to a light like, that's not so bright?
Can you die? Dial it down.
What I can do is I can take one of the tubes out so it's not quite as bright for you guys.
Well, that's a good compromise. Okay, cool.
So you just,
take
undoing
one out.
The job you did yesterday, yeah. Really. You're just taking it back to the one single light?
What if we got some
yeah,
coloured cellophane and you stuck that over the fluoro? Would that, do you think that would alter things a bit?
Look, we could do that. We could sort of ramp it up with some different colours. So it's a bit disco-y for you guys if you want.
I like
disco
that.
Lights.
But
yes.
I did get in this morning and I thought, this is too bright. It's is it too, too much bright. Of me to call Pete and ask him to come back and change it? So you can be honest with me, mate, because this is an all-honest policy we've got going on here.
Absolutely.
I'm honest in saying that I think they're too bright, but you can turn around and tell me I'm being
ridiculous. Diva.
Use your own
prima
words.
Donna.
A prima donna. Okay, yes. Is it too much to ask?
Not at all. I understand you guys are there really, really early in the morning, so I get it could be a little bit too bright for you.
A little bit too bright is the understatement of the decade.
Now, I don't know if work are going to cover the costs for you to come back, so is that a factor or are we...
No, it's all good. I've got to come back and do some ceiling tiles for you guys anyway. So
ceiling tiles? What's the roof falling in on the place?
No, you got a couple of ceiling tiles that are damaged, so...
How did the ceiling tiles get damaged? What is going on in this office?
Just a little bit of water damage. And you would have noticed the tile near your desk, Gaundi, used to have like a round brown stain on it.
Right.
And it's
why would I
water,
have noticed that? Why would I have noticed the brown stain near my desk?
You know when you're sitting back in your chair looking up at the ceiling contemplating your pearls of wisdom for the next morning?
Yes.
That's when I thought you'd probably be gazing at the ceiling going, now, how can I stitch Maz up tomorrow?
True.
And you would have probably noticed the tile.
Nah.
Mate. I thought you knew me better than that. I don't know anything about any of that stuff, Pete, but thanks for bringing it to my attention,
thanks,
mate.
Thanks, Pete. Gaundi and Maz.
You ready?
Gaundi and Maz. The Hit Break the Show.